Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Rashid, obviously yesterday was the news of the resignation, or the news that Commissioner Grimalia is out as police commissioner in the city of Buffalo, came as a surprise to many. Just your thoughts overall in terms of the announcement.
I was really shocked by it. I think Commissioner Grimalia has distinguished himself over the years. When I think about the 514 tragedy and how he managed and gave us information was exceptional. And I think that for me, when I'm judging the ability of a commissioner individual, is through crisis. And he's shown himself to be that individual. He did a fantastic job. I think when he's come to the council, he's been very insightful. We didn't always see eye to eye, which I'm okay with, because we were always respectful. But I truly was shocked that we moved from him to another, from a deputy to become commissioner, who I have no issues with. Mr. Wright, I think he's great, shown that he's got great leadership skills. But I was shocked that that happened with, you know, Commissioner Grimalia. Never saw that coming.
What kind of an impact is that going to have for the city of Buffalo going forward?
Honestly, I don't know if it's going to have a detrimental impact, because I think that Mr. Wright, who was under the commissioner, had a great leader, had a great example, but I am going to miss the leadership that the commissioners has shown us, an example that he's provided us, and even the connection with the residents. That's very important. But I didn't think that this was some area that we needed change. I am concerned that the acting mayor, has the ability to make changes. You were not elected by the people, you were appointed. And so some of these changes I'm concerned about, because you have not been duly elected. So I have a question regarding that, but that's probably a question that's not going to get answered before the next mayoral election. But just to sum it all up, I was definitely shocked.
How much should, you know, morale or even the police union's opinion matter in such a decision?
I think you want to weigh that, but you got to be someone that is astute enough to understand what's good and what's not so good, what's factual and what's just an innuendo. And you have to be able to balance that out. You know, you're going to listen to a lot of different factions of people, but at the end of the day, you got to make a sound decision. And again, for us to move from him, I don't know if it was the right decision, but I think that the leadership that he has brought forth is still going to be able to walk in his footsteps and continue to carry out the important work of making sure the community is safe.
And I know that you made your announcement to run for mayor, and seeing the kind of the back and forth between the commissioner and the acting mayor right now. Mm-hmm. Just anything more to add to that in terms of how that's playing out right now?
I don't know how that whole thing transpired, but to me it seems as though this may not have been done the right way. Because again, I don't think anyone in the council saw that there was any issue in the police department other than overtime, which is a big issue of mine. But as far as performance, all the metrics that we've gotten, I've heard, everything is down, crime is down. I just didn't understand how that happened. So it may not have been done the right way, because it seems to me, and I don't have any inside information, but if you're going to do something like that to somebody who has shown that they have the heart of the city in mind, when he's done a fantastic job through tragedy, not just doing the job every day, through tragedy, showing great leadership. I think I'd have been stung too a little bit.